The shift, the shift. That's what we're talking about tonight on Radiance by Design. My name is Veronica Entwistle. I think a lot of you know that. I'm an intuitive and energy counselor, and now I do reconnection. They don't call that energy counselor. They call that vibrational purveyor of wisdom and molecular shifting. Anyway, you guys, it's almost New Year's Eve. Tomorrow night's New Year's Eve, and I'm thinking about how we've been talking about 2011. By 2011, the speed up is going to be 20 times as much as it is in 2010. 2011 is actually a rambunctious time of change, of possibility, of frustration, of a release of many of the things that we're attached to, not necessarily for our greater good. I had a funny dream last night where in my dream there were all kinds of people, and several of them were pontificating from the mind all about what the shift meant. And I was kind of chuckling inside and also writhing in a bit of frustration because I wasn't on the radio and I didn't have any access to talking. And I was watching as they pontificated about what the shift really means. And I kept wanting to say to everybody something I'm going to say to you right now, which is the shift that we keep reading about and talking about is actually, as far as I understand it, a deep, inner, intuitive, cellular thing in which there's a movement. And in that movement, what rises is more of a drive for authentication, for integrity, for reaching for the what might seem to be impossible, reaching beyond the third dimension for a much greater perspective, oneness amongst people, and the truth of self. And remember, if it's true, what we believe is happening during this shift, it's a drive for us as we authenticate, all right, as you become who you really are, to recognize that there really is no such thing as competition. Because in competition, it's like, I do it better than you. But there's nobody in the universe that's you besides you. And there's no one in the universe that's me besides me. And so what is it that we can compete with each other about? Well, you don't compete with each other about who you really are, do you? And it's a much more gentle world. As soon as I say that, I wonder if it really is a more gentle world, or do we move with a much greater concerted effort to become more and more of ourselves? Maybe it'll be kind of a rapidly moving kind of a stew pot. And then what happens in the collective becomes very different, doesn't it? My stepdaughter did a show with me on Paradigm Shifters. I hope some of you heard it. I know some of you did because I've gotten some great feedback on it. But what we were talking about is how improv is making a huge difference all over the world. And I know that it's a paradigm shifting tool, because what we were talking about is in improvisational theater, the reality is that you have to respond in the immediate moment for the good of the group, so that your contribution is literally a contribution and everyone else in the group is fed and fueled by what you put forward, and what comes back to you feeds and fuels you, and that's how it goes. So people deepen, people become more and more in touch with their core energy. And a lot of us are hearing that in yoga and Qigong and all kinds of things, what we're after is our core. Because from the core, we get this really amazing, empowering surge of vibrational energy. And so improv is just another way to do that, isn't it? The energy comes up when you're not trying to do something in order to impress everyone, but you're doing it for the good of the group, and you become clearer and clearer about that which you spontaneously hold forward about. And Jane, my stepdaughter, was talking about how it's really an art of kind of intuition. It's almost like you channel it, because she said you can't use your mind. You can't use your thinking. You have to use a kind of a sensing of the energies that need to come through you. So, for example, she talked about a game they all play. So you got a whole group of people, and they form a big circle. Maybe there's 20 odd people in it. And they're all back to back, meaning so they spread out in a circle, but they're not facing each other. They have their backs to each other. And then they do one of those count offs. And the counting off is not in sequence, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 around the circle. It's people all over the circle take an intuitive hit about when they count their number. And eventually the whole circle will count up to, 25 or whatever it is, without really missing. But sometimes it takes the practice, and then they have to go back to 1 and 2 again. But the whole point is that people can respond to each other in a group sense, in a harmonious sense, and for the greater good. People can respond to each other following your intuition, following the vibrational flows, and so on. I love that. I hope some of you heard that paradigm shifting interview with Jane Entwistle. Anyway, it's on the archives if you didn't. So tonight, what are we going to talk about? This is a call-in show, and I really want you to call in about what you're doing, maybe for New Year's Eve. What are you working on right now? If I said to you that everything in your life is going to speed up, you're going to have faster losses, faster gains, faster creations, and I would also say to you that it's up to you in a lot of ways. If you want to go through the shift, you want to be an active participant in the shift. You don't want it to just happen to you. You want to happen to it. You want to get in touch with yourself. You want to get into a deeper place. The guides were telling somebody yesterday or this morning or something that it's as if you're one of those levels. You know that level that's the board and it's got a little bubble in the center and it tells you when you're building something, whether the surface is flat, if the bubble's right in the center, the surface is flat. One of the little exercises I like to have people do is to see that you have that bubble at the very bottom, maybe headed down towards your perineum or right down your torso at the dantian. And so when things are going way too fast, changes, losses, gains, personal decisions to create and expand and so on is going really fast, you can move really fast while staying deep within yourself in a kind of a bubble that stays in a flat place inside of you, meaning you kind of have ball bearings and you can flow with things as long as you stay centered, as you stay and you stay really calm and you're really still inside. It sounds kind of like a conundrum, but it isn't really, and it's not impossible. It's just that if you want to go through the shift and you don't want to be disrupted all the time, you just find a way to stay really still inside whilst the outside is moving extremely fast. And if we can do that, we'll find that our brain and our intuition, back to improv, I'll just be with you in a moment, our brain and our intuition will guide us really well to get through and find out what the next thing is. And you're on the air. Goody for you. Hi.
Hey, this is Kathy calling from Bellingham.
Hi, Kathy.
I've got a question for you.
Yes.
Jupiter is really, really close to the Earth as well as to the Moon. What is the effects of that on everybody?
Well, you know, Jupiter. Well, let's talk about the shift at the same time, because Jupiter itself is a planet of expansion and of luck, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I feel like it's a real energy booster, this is fun, this is good.
Well, and you know that I'm not an astrologer, but when I look at it, I go, okay, what it feels like to me is that we are getting an expanded energy. So where we've been really contracted, Jupiter seems to bring up a reflection of that expansion to us all. And they say it is a planet of luck. And I don't know how it's interacting with the Moon. But maybe one of you astrologers listening is going to call in and really fill us in with that. But to me, the Moon often signifies the hidden part of our personality, the subconscious, the unconscious, and how it flows through. So I'm saying that maybe we could become expanded into the shift more easily when the heaven energies are that way.
Well, yeah, and if the Moon doesn't have a light of its own, it's only reflected light from the Sun, and Jupiter, it looks like a jewel up there. It's really incredible.
Well, I guess I have to look out the window.
Aspect. What?
Well, I'm going to have to look out the window and check it out.
Yeah. So that would be very interesting if someone out there calls in about that.
Yeah.
I guess so it's the closest it's been in years and years.
Wow. Well, it's perfect if it's New Year's Eve and it's the planet of expansion. I'm really trusting that somebody will be calling in for us. Thank you so much, Kathy.
Good.
Happy New Year.
Okay.
All right.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. So that's a good question. So if any of you astrologers out there want to talk about Jupiter and the moon right now as we head into New Year's, I'd love you to call in. In the meantime, we're going to do a meditation, and in the meditation, you can do some healing work on yourself and other people. And maybe we can change reality a little bit, create our own shift, eh? All right, so let's, everybody, close your eyes, unless you're walking on a cliff, driving your car, riding a bike. Don't close your eyes on a bike. A few deep breaths. And above your head, about 2 miles, create a golden ball. And below your spine, about 40 feet, another golden ball. And from the upper golden ball down through your spine, drop a golden filament of light. Then from the upper golden ball, about waist height, 20 feet out, drop a four-sided pyramid. And then upside down, meeting at point to point, another four-sided pyramid. But that lower point meets the lower golden ball. And now create a crystal ball, the outside edges of which touch the inside edges of our octahedron, our eight-sided structure. Good. And inside of that, there you are in a star tetrahedron, a three-dimensional Star of David, with that beautiful filament of light running through your spine. So you're inside this. It's also called the Merkaba. This is a vehicle for changing dimensions. Then we start spinning and spinning and spinning, fast as you can go. Good. Spinning and spinning. And whilst you're spinning, take a look at the great screens in front of you. In the first screen, you're going to draw or create a movie about what it is you want to become. I always want to be multidimensional. I want to whip into all kinds of dimensions at will and really be conscious of each one and come from the heart. That's a lot to ask myself, but I think sometimes I get glimpses of what that could be like. So whatever it is you want to be, and you don't have to do what I'm doing, you can do anything you like. Whatever it is you want to be, see it and feel yourself being that way. That's it on that first visual. And when you get it and you really feel like you are that way, just enjoy the feeling and then wrap it in light and leave it over here to stew. And then we'll do another film, another movie. And this one is about a project you want to do. It can be home and family. It can be a house. It can be small. It can be big. And as you know, I've just started to do a television series, so that's what I always put in this one, at least right now. Well, I add a few other things, too. And what you want to do is see the pieces of your project coming together. See the resources that you need to have to keep it going, the resources to sustain it, and so on. See all those pieces coming together and see the market right there for you. Or if it's a house or a relationship, just see all the pieces coming together and the wonderful fulfillment that comes. That's it. And I see myself doing this wonderful television thing. Some of you are writing books. Some of you are I see somebody who's building. There's a lot of projects out there, starting a business, lots of entrepreneurial stuff. See it coming to fruition, see it bubbling away, making a good income. See how happy you feel. Maybe dust your hands together as all the pieces are coming together and the ongoing flow is assured. Good work. And now wrap your vision in light and let it keep stewing. And now let's open the Galactic Healing Center. The first part of the Galactic Healing Center, you see your healing team. All of us have beings of light around us that we're calling our healing team. And see the team circling around a healing table in our beautiful healing room. Now you hop yourself onto that table. The first person we work on is you. And you lie down and let the healing team work on you. Now maybe you've got an issue and you ask for help, or else you just lie down and they tell you or they show you how they're going to work on you. Mm-hmm. Okay, good. And while they work on you, who is working on you? And what does it feel like? And what are they doing? I always feel like one of them's got this kind of vacuuming part of his body, and it's like pulling things out of me. Old feelings, densities, frequencies that no longer suit the transformative process. Mm-hmm. And what else do they do? Now, ask them also if there's something special that you should know about. Okay, and you might want to jot that down. Okay, and wrap that in light, because even though it's you on the table, wrapping it in light assures you that this process can be ongoing, so that you can be steeping and stewing over there being healed whilst we work on, remember, the team's magical, so they can replicate themselves around a fresh healing table. So let's bring in someone else who needs healing. And I'm getting a highly stressed young woman here. Highly stressed. A lot of emotional residue from childhood. And probably from karma. Well, I know it's from karma, too. So she has a lot of aches and pains. And a lot of pressure to keep the job and the family together. And she's also drinking too much. So let's put her on the table. And the team is very compassionate. Have them surround her. And let's see what to do with her aches and pains and childhood pain or whatever it's from. And see what they do. And who have you got on your table? And what are they doing for that person? Mm-hmm. And they seem to be doing just wonderful energy on my person here. Yeah. It doesn't have to be the same person I have. Guys, you can have anybody that you want. But this one came wandering in. She wanted to be done. Mm-hmm. Okay. And she's also quite funny. They're laughing with her and relaxing her, cajoling her at the same time as pulling energies out of her body, mind. Mm-hmm. That's right. And let's ask if there's any message for her. Huh. Well, what they're saying is that she needs to clear, she needs to look at some of the pain, and it will all clear fairly quickly because she has a special mission, and this is material that she has to get done with so she can get on with her mission and to encourage her to find peace with her mission, to find peace with the stumbling blocks she's had to go through. We wrap that in light and leave her stewing with the team over here. And then we create, the team replicates himself and brings in another being. Seems to be an older woman. Again, she has a lot of aches and pains. Had quite a difficult life, but she's very bright and likes to help a lot of people. And she doesn't want to lie down. She wants to stand up because she doesn't trust anyone. Okay. So one of the issues here with my older lady is trust and also abdominal pain. It's really quite serious. And the team has walked around her and they're soothing her. They're vibrationally making her feel kind of euphoric. It's kind of, they're cheating, aren't they? But it's something they can do. They can bring her feelings to a higher level. And now she's willing to lie down. And they're pulling and pushing on the frequencies in her body, pulling things out of the feet and the head. What's happening on the table with your client, your patient? Mm-hmm. as they work with her to pull out some of the densities, I ask if there's some message for her. Oh, my. Okay. I know this lady, so I'm going to write this message. Well, I guess I can say it. It's saying, be clear that she's a good person, that she has done a great deal in her life. And she's never really been, what would we say, she's never been really honored by the effort she's put forward. She's just really systematically worked hard each day to try to keep things going. But in her dharma, in the way that her life has gone, she didn't build in, before she came to this planet this time, she didn't build any sort of soft old roses and sweet things to come to her. She just is a real Trojan, is working very hard. And they're saying to her, she has a right to relax. They're telling her to lie down and relax and be at ease with herself. So she has given great service. And they keep telling me that they need to compliment her and remind her that she's been quite a contributor in life. Now we'll wrap that scenario in light and let her receive ongoing benefits for a while. And then we do a political one. What kind of a political story do you want to work on today? Let's see. I keep wanting to see this entrepreneurial wave growing across our country and many other countries in the middle of the economic corruption and so on. I see this entrepreneurial wave growing, and I want to just shine light on it and have that wave touch the hearts and minds of so many people who are willing to stand up on their own two feet and create businesses that serve mankind in a kind way, in a supportive way. This is an amazing society if we take advantage of some of the latest technology and the new possibilities in the minds of the people. Woof! So I want to see us bringing in this amazing kind of orangey-pink light. It's bright, it's clear, and have it come in from the great central sun, draw it in consciously into the top of the head and out through your chest and your hands, and radiate to the people who are, or to humanity, this ability to have a wave of entrepreneurial magic moving through, a wave that doesn't get caught in the power, the grip of the power and political control issues that have been running our planetary existence for ever so long. Now, I know that you put two or three human beings together and you got yourself some power issues, don't you? But this is a kind of a respect for entrepreneurialism that moves through it. The wave moves harder, a little tsunami, let's put it that way. And we keep sending light to all these various people, light and support and peace, light and support and peace. And back to the beginning of the show, we're talking about as people authenticate, there is no competition because there's no two people alike in the whole universe. And your deep drive, your dharma, and your MO, your reason for being, is not a competitive thing, is it? So just see this entrepreneurial thing building up support for the human collective all over the world. And it's full of love and peace and generating possibilities. And as it moves around and around and around the world, doesn't mean we don't have problems. It means that problems are here to be solved and many more want to help solve them. There you are. And now bring this beautiful orangey pink light back into your own arms, your hands, your arms, and back into your chest and up through to the top of the head and shoot out to the great central sun. Now let's go back in and close off the Galactic Healing Center and hop into your star tetrahedron, your Merkaba, your vehicle for changing dimensions. Now come on back into the room with me. I'd really love it if you call in. I want to talk about it. It's New Year's Eve. Good grief, it's going to be 2011. How many of us have been building up for 2012 for ever so long? We're getting close, and there are those soothsayers, there are those beings of light, those beings of prediction who keep saying 2011 is going to be a lot more tumultuous than 2012. I don't know what to think. I don't know what to believe. I do know that I feel that the changes, because of the vibrational speed up, I really feel like the changes that are possible for us are going to create tumult. How could it not? if people who really work on themselves want to create changes, there's going to be a lot of rapid shifts, aren't there? So what's going on in your life, and how are you approaching all of this? Let's call in. I don't even have the numbers here because Bob's not here with me tonight, and he always flashes the numbers. I forgot to write them down, but you've got them on your screen. So call in, you guys. Otherwise, I'll have to pick on you out there. Let me see. I guess I will pick on somebody. Okay, I see who you are. There's a couple here, like a little group of people, and they work in a small company. And it's coming apart. It seems like there's a big problem there. And everybody's kind of panicking. There's somebody who is running this company. I'm not sure. Oh, it's a kind of an electronics company. And somebody is running it and wants to stop paying for so many employees. You know the old scam, let's get it over to China and work people for 3 cents a day or whatever and not have to pay regular rates here. Anyway, there's three people I'm seeing who are panicking and they're being dismissed from this company. One of them is a woman, two are men. And the woman is relatively young, maybe in her 40s. That's young to me, see. And she's the one who's going to bring it together. So I'm looking at her and I'm going, stop being so, take a look at yourself. What she looks like to me is that she's hardening off her heart. She's getting angry, and she's being fierce about wanting to make some changes and come up with a solution. And I want to say, honey, you could be much stronger if you drop that tension around the chest. Just drop it. Just drop that tension and begin to feel and experience a higher level of ideas, because what's happening right now is she's feeling exhausted, she's feeling scared, she's feeling angry. And take a look at the biochemistry that happens when we get that way. And we're saying to you that this young woman in her 40s is actually able to bring forth some amazing support to run her own company. And there are two men that are also being released from this company. And if she would breathe, there you are. I think you're listening to me because you're responding to me. Maybe this is in the etheric, but in any case, she looks like she's responding to me. I want you to take a bunch of deep breaths here. And I'll get to you in just a moment. Thank you for your call. Take a couple of deep breaths because I see that your heart starts to open and become more relaxed, because what you are is a really powerful intuitive in a lot of ways. And as you start to get out of your own head, just back up, breathe, and really allow the intuition to come in. It's amazing the insight you get. It's an idea you used to have periodically, and all of a sudden, shazam, this is the time to do it. And one of the men turns around and listens to you and brings the other man back in. And know what? The next thing I see, hot diggity, you are starting a business that's going to do very well. It's got a flexibility. You can do it home. You can. It's got a variety of stages for it. And I know you're going to do really well. So let's all of us take a deep breath, call in some amazing colored lights. The right colors for her seem to be a lot of gold and pink, orange and purple. And I'm just going to breathe that out and send it to you. I know you're going to do really well. Remember, this is the part of the shift, too, where how the shift happens in you is you choose to release that block against your own creative expansion and your heart. You release that, and what comes through is your intuition. I'm excited for you, and I hope that you will be hearing this and letting me know what happens. So good evening. You're on the air. How are you?
Fine. Hi. Thank you. My name is Laura, and I'm sensing a tremendous change, such that I don't even have any reference points for it. It doesn't compare to anything I've been through. So I'm in this kind of real excitement, but also this kind of wow. I can't even imagine is what it is. And it's just this balance back and forth between this kind of anxiety about this sort of immediate departure from the old into
this
vastness.
Mm-hmm. And are you at work? Are you finding it at work as well?
I don't work other than I find that I basically tune in, you know, almost all day in a meditative state, and I'm spinning and moving and watching patterns and being in it. It's not even like I'm looking at it anymore. It's like I'm in it.
How precious. And you're not scared. You're just exhilarated, right?
I am exhilarated. And I think what I can see that I'm a little bit, you know, looking like I would in the old way for definition, but it's not setting up that way. I have an immediate understanding on one level that I'm in this knowingness. Absolutely everything is perfect. There's no question about it. But then there's the little part of me that says, what on earth is this going to be? What am I going to be? You know, there's that tiny little last part left that says, okay, let's try and define this, even though I know full well it's beyond definition because it's not coming from what already has been. It's beyond what has been.
And you know what's interesting is your base chakra is absolutely crazy changing. Do you notice that?
Yeah.
I love that because what's in the base chakra? That's our tribal stuff, the lineage, the survival issues, and so on. And yours is just whirling and whizzing. And I'm like, you know, one of the people that I've interviewed on my shows is Swami Beyondananda and Bruce Lipton talking about spontaneous evolution. And, you know, the spontaneous evolution of our species. And one of the things that we learn about with the shift is that it requires us, which is what you're doing. All I'm trying to say is this is all basically the same material. You're using your freed mind and your higher consciousness to let that shift take place in you, right?
Yes.
And where you go, I don't know, because you'll never be the same again, and that's perfect.
That's right.
I don't think you can fly yet, can you?
What's that?
I said, I don't think you can fly yet, can you?
It's very close, you see, because last night I was having dreams where I saw where I originally clipped the mechanisms of my wings. It wasn't even like bones, it was a circuitry. And then the guidance today was like, okay, let the circuitry come back through what, like, wings really are, that upliftment. What the energy of wings are is that always lifting up into, through and beyond any field.
Isn't that
any
exciting?
Any field of exploration.
Okay, so what I'm reading it as is a, you know, at the beginning of the meditation, I always say I want to shift dimensions consciously. At will.
Yeah, I totally get that.
I think that's what you're learning to do, isn't it?
Yes.
And
when you said that,
time travel.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and that's what I do like almost all day. I'm somewhere, and then the beings will be saying things to me, and they're always asking me, do you understand? Do you understand? And I'm saying, yes, I understand. And that's my, it's like getting on their speed.
Isn't that
I'm tracking with them, and I can get it. And sometimes, you know, there's talking, and other times there's just waves of it. And when you said that, I was like, yes, I know what that is.
Mm-hmm.
When you said you want to do that, shift dimensionally and travel multidimensionally and do that more, and then you had a comment afterwards like, you know, that's a funny thing to ask for or whatever, I thought, no, that's not at all. I am, in a sense, in that.
Yeah, I believe
and
you, actually.
It's so possible.
Are you married? Have you got a partner?
No. Oh, well, I did have, and then I was realizing that person put the brakes on because they didn't want to continue to be in this expanded space. It was more than they felt that they could do or wanted to do. And it became clear that I couldn't keep kind of shutting down or moderating the spaces that were coming in order to make him comfortable.
Excellent. Because I was going to say that kind of thing is very difficult in partnership unless he's doing it as well, right?
it's very difficult because the love never changes. And in a sense, the commitment to that person's heart doesn't either. And so it can be confusing because you're saying, well, gee, I don't have any less love for this person, but I'm clear that energetically it's not compatible anymore because of choices each one has made at how quickly. You know, for me, it's a very accelerated, intense path, and that doesn't work for a lot of people. That's too intense, and it's not their choice, and I honor that.
Mm-hmm. And so if you lost that for the sake of compatibility, it would be a tremendous loss.
Couldn't do it. I mean, no. It would be more than I could give up because it creates such conflict in me to go against what I know to be my capacity and my absolute reason for being here.
Well, absolute and Laura, reason. I just say you're really very much the ascension. You're the ascension poster child, honey. And it's just going to get faster. You know, we keep learning about change the energy, change the reality. Your whole reality is going to be right in your hands in a way that many of us don't really experience. I have glimpses of it some of the time, but I don't feel quite as accomplished as you. So I really appreciate your call, and I hope you'll keep us informed.
Well, thank you. I will. I definitely will. And I appreciate all your input and what you're sharing here. It's really a beautiful gift. I thank you for that.
Thank you. Wonderful call, and Happy New Year.
Same to you. Happy New Year.
Okay.
Bye for now.
Goodbye for now. Now we have another call. Hello.
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 Is Veronica? Can you hear me?
Yes, I sure can. What's your name?
This is Diane in Bellingham.
Hi, Diane in Bellingham. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. You're a dimensional shifter, too, or at least you're getting there, aren't you?
I'm getting somewhere. what's up for me right now is that I had an awareness that I have an identity attachment, I guess you would say, that that I'm a failure.
Oh,
and,
my God.
So I've been releasing that. And yesterday morning, actually before this came up for me, I woke up and I was laying in bed, kind of half awake, and I heard someone say, "We are the guardians. We are here, we are here, we are here," three times. Mm-hmm. And I could feel them. They're like very tall, very strong, kind of serious and powerful. Mm-hmm. And later they told me that they were the guardians of my true nature.
Wonderful.
And then later on that day, I guess, is when I had the awareness about the failure issue. So I've been working on clearing that. And I don't know, I just thought I'd get your input.
Well, it's interesting because you say the word failure. And did you hear Laura talking before you?
I did hear parts of it anyway.
Mm-hmm. But she was talking about breaking out entirely from the third dimensional traps. And I think failure is one of the ways in which we create our lineage, isn't it? Do you see what I mean? Failure is very often a whole list of failures, even deep in the soul's journey.
Right. And I was doing some, reconnective, long-distance reconnective healing on some people today, and it seemed like all of their issues had to do with that as well. And then it seemed like it became bigger, like I was being shown, different cultures, different civilizations. Like there was a failure to thrive.
Mm-hmm.
It went back in ancestry, and it was kind of swirling around me. It was kind of wonderful, actually. Very powerful.
Kind of wonderful. But not something you want to emulate, right?
No. No.
Because it's interesting.
I want to clear and walk out of.
So let's do some energy on it. Let's everybody call up some of your own failure feelings. Wrap yourselves in light because you don't want to take on each other's. You want to clear it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what was that I wanted to say? Oh, the guides immediately said, remember that very often it's the failures that teach our lineage or our soul's journey, how, you see what I mean, the lineage of the soul journey, who you are and how to proceed. But the reality is we're trying to break out of that kind of tyranny and recreate, right, and create ourselves anew. So being aware of the failures is a very good idea. Dropping them as a source or an aspect of identity is what you're trying to do, and that's a brilliant idea. Good girl. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So I want to... it's interesting. Wrap yourselves in light, as I just said. Let's call up... when I look at you, Diane, I go, there's a failure hanging on the chest and the pelvic area. Can you feel that? A sense of failure and a feeling of failure. You understand that?
The sense and the feeling, but where I more have been experiencing it today is in my solar plexus. But
Okay.
And I can feel it certainly in my heart chakra too, because I'm opening to it too as well.
Well, you'd probably appreciate this visual, which is like it looks like it's just as if it's like an etheric fabric hanging around various parts of your body, hanging on it.
Okay.
And I think we can just blast it off, don't you?
Yeah.
So let's just move some, I love to use a reconnection as well, but let's use a golden light so people can do a spiraling golden light and have that golden light go up through the perineum. Do you remember where that is?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so have the golden light go up through the perineum and then right up through to the top of the head and then turn, big UE up there, and then start cycling around the head. Do this spiraling light and have it cycle round and round your head and then your neck and then your chest, again around the chest. Yeah. That's funny. It's tangling with some anger. Do you understand that? Oh, it's funny because I'm going around your chest and I want to get mad. And I like that. When these spontaneous feelings pop up, I go, oh, it's actually kind of fun. And if you don't feel it, it's fine, but I'll bet you'll feel it in a little while if you don't feel it now.
Probably, yeah.
Okay, now let's go into the solar plexus with the golden spiraling light. That's right. Oh, it's interesting. Okay, so go round and round in the solar plexus, and then round and round outside of the pelvic area, and then inside of the pelvic area. And we know that the pelvic area holds the subconscious. So round and round and round, and then have it go round and round your legs. Because there's a whole thing in you about support and failure. Do you know that?
No, say that again.
Okay, so as we're doing the failure clearing, and what we're doing is clearing the remnants of things that didn't work for you in such a way as you won't be draped with failure feelings periodically.
Okay.
And the thing is, when we're draped with them at some subtle level, we pick up other people's, don't we? And you know that.
Yeah.
So what we saw was in the legs, there's a feeling of I haven't had enough support to do that well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that means to you, but some version of that. And everybody at home, look for that. Look for your support that you've had. We've had failure. I wouldn't have failed if I'd had more support. Or I haven't had enough support to get me through my failures so that I could get beyond them, or any way that it shows up for you. But there's something about the legs and the feet. Do you feel that?
Yeah.
You can say no. You don't have to agree with me. Just otherwise I'll cry into my pillow, but you don't have to admit it, right?
I do feel the anger around that now.
Good. Good.
Yeah.
Because all our feelings are complex, aren't they, Diane?
Mm-hmm.
And I know you're a little wizard anyway, aren't you? But when you go to work, honey, you are, now it could be this time of year as well, but you're taking on something around you that looks like a lot of other people's failure stuff. Do you notice that?
Okay. I haven't noticed it, but I'm sure I will.
I want you to notice it because you and I know this, and that's a part of the shift. If you can take it into, bring it up into your conscious mind and choose to release it, you won't do that anymore, and you will be lighter and freer, and your energy wants to get very buoyant and wants to lift all the people around you. But we all get people logged, you know, like water logged. And we take on, are you at work these days, or is this left over?
I'm on break right now, so I'm off today.
I'm just seeing that it's mostly from work that you pull that in.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, how does your solar plexus feel right now? Does it feel exactly the same, or is it... Are you there?
Yeah. What was your question?
How does your solar plexus feel right now?
It feels better. It feels a lot better, actually.
It's getting lighter, and we're not done, but the thing is I have to go off just in case somebody else is going to call.
Right.
But I want you, because you're very magical, I want you to keep going with this. Keep bringing up the failure. Pay attention to the other parts of your body that go with it. And remember that during the shift, you're going to clear tons of this stuff that, remember, helped your legend define itself. We want to define ourselves differently, don't we?
Right.
You're going to have quite a year, girl.
Oh, I'm so looking forward to it.
It's a very magical year for you. Yeah, as magical as can be. Right?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for your call.
I love you. Happy New Year.
Thanks, Diane. Love you, too, and Happy New Year to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, so that was really interesting. We're doing something, and what they're showing me is that the that whole, like, for example, we have, all of us has in us, in our soul's journey, a number of these kinds of energy complexes that really create us. They're the building blocks of the collective, if you want to look at it that way. And so what Diane brought up is something that can actually unhook us from that collective need to be identified with those terms like failure and success. We usually consider success to be what? Financially, right out there and shining. It isn't necessarily true, is it? But we have this hierarchy of failure, and success. How did you feel when you did it? Call in with your questions. Call in with your examples. It's a really interesting, what would I call it? It's a very interesting subconscious building aspect that doesn't necessarily have to, what did Jawal Kuhl call it, the tyranny of the subconscious mind. It does not have to run your subconscious mind, which in turn runs you. It doesn't have to do that. We have to call it up, feel it, bring it out, clear it, release it, and then when we go out into the collective, we don't magnetize one another's anymore. I loved Laura's call. I love your calls tonight, you guys, and you've got time for one more. I love Laura's call because what she's doing in her meditative way is expanding her fields and frequencies so that she's able to be way beyond this third dimension, way beyond her cellular lineage that says that she has issues of failure. It's a very, very... she's kind of a good example of how we can move beyond it. Many of us can't quite do that yet, and we're off at work, like Diane is. You're off at work, and you're picking up other people's feelings. Because human beings, we always say, I want to be who I really am. But human beings breathe in one another's thoughts and feelings. And if we want to change the collective, we have to change how we ourselves respond to the collective. We have to show that we're not, to ourselves, we have to show that we are not a product of how other people think and feel. Christmas time is a great time to look at that, because at Christmas time, people are really frantic about buying presents. They're dealing with family of origin and hidden pain and all that kind of stuff. It gets really bonkers out there, and sometimes when you're out in the stores and so on, all you can feel is this really deep pulling energy. People say, oh my gosh, I can barely stand to go to the shops right now. Because so many people who are perhaps financially strapped or super anxious about doing all the right gifting become weighted down with the same kind of thing. the legend from the past, the genetics, the lineage, what it means to be successful, what it means to be a failure. It's really interesting. So you can feel it pulsing through the streets, pulsing through the shops, even pulsing through the radio sometimes. So this is Veronica Entwistle, and as a lot of you know, I've just started my television show. It's running in the Pacific Northwest on the 1st of January at 12:30, like noon 30, on KVOS. It's Channel 12 here in Bellingham, but I don't know what channel it is around you. You got to look it up. Go online and check KVOS to find out what the number is. But I know it plays in Vancouver, Victoria, Portland, Seattle, and all these other places around Bellingham. And it's Swami. We're talking to Swami Beyondananda, talking about his book, Spontaneous Evolution, that he wrote with Bruce Lipton. Steve Behrman is Swami Beyondananda, and vice versa. And the TV show is pretty funny. I've had some very good feedback from some of you who saw it last weekend. So this is just going to be run one more time until the series is developed. I'm so excited about it. My guest this coming week is called Mark Allen, and he was on before. We're talking about his latest book, the title of which I have forgotten, and I'm so sorry. Mark Allen is a publisher who he wrote some books and published them with Shakti Gawain years ago when they did Creating Your Reality. They sort of pieced together. They published it in the old-fashioned way, and he started New World Library, and it's a publishing group. He started that, but the point that makes it really exciting is that he started it just intuitively. They put some books together, as I say, blood, sweat, and tears style, and then bit by bit, he started to put together, I think he got his big impact on his 30th birthday, about knowing that he had to do what he wanted to do, and he followed his intuition, and he put this company together, and they began publishing books, and now he has a wonderful, successful publishing company where all of the people that work there own part of the company, and it's really based on following your intuition and getting to the higher order of things. That's on Paradigm Shifters at 8 o'clock next Tuesday. Last Tuesday on Paradigm Shifters, I featured Jane Entwistle talking to me about improv and how improv can be an evocative awakening for people all over the world. It was really fun. One of the things that Jane taught us is that if you want to have a positive impact on people around you, don't stop conversations by going, no way. You respond to people by saying, yes, and. So if they say something like, I really like that restaurant, you say, yes, and. The one over here is quite good, too. And somebody might want to say, oh, that's a piece of crap, I don't want to go there. And you go, instead of that, you always just say, yes, and. And I'm not giving the best examples right now. But think about it as you go out into the world and you're talking to people and you want to shut off what they're saying. Try saying yes, and instead and see what it evokes in people's conversational abilities. We even decided that it would be great to bring some improv into the Congress so that people come up with greater and greater ideas which support the collective, talk about the collective, of the Congress and what would happen on our planet if our drive was to be mutually supportive to that degree and to be mutually or to be authentic and then share that authenticity with one another. It was a really fun show, so I hope that some of you will go into the archives and listen to that. Now, Jackie Salvitti and the team, the wonderful team, are coming up at 8 o'clock, but I believe it's a pre-record because I think they're holidaying with an awful lot of people and too many interruptions for them tonight. So stay tuned if you can at the top of the hour. I'd love it if you want a session with me. My guides and angels will work with you. We try and find out what's in your soul journey. What are you after at this time in your life? How can we help you unhook some of the tyranny of the subconscious mind and bring yourself forward in the world in a way that's much truer to yourself? So call me or email me, Veronica at Veronica Entwistle, if you would like a session with me and my guides and angels. And also, if you've got any suggestions for Paradigm Shifters, any feedback on Paradigm Shifters radio or television, for those of you who are in the Pacific Northwest, and Anything else? Veronica at veronicaantwistle.com. Thank you so much for listening to Radiance by Design. And one of the things we want to do is help create consciousness in the collective. So let's just take a minute and imagine a beautiful light coming in through the top of your head. Bring it down through your body and out through the heart, and touching the hearts and minds of all the community of people who are tuned in to Radiance by Design. And let's breathe peace and love and light to one another and create a wonderful community as transcendent as Laura's call. This is Veronica Entwistle saying thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll see you Tuesday night at 8 o'clock when I'm talking to Mark Allen. Good night.